was real weird freedom. We're listening to Early Water with the Night Podcast.
This is so exciting! Wow! Where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at NeverwinterNightsPodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hello, this is Dave. Eat the surf.
And this is Mark Otten, a.k.a. Mark Otten.
No, don't know, you're a skunk. And you're listening to the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only Neverwinter Nights podcast for the Neverwinter Nights role-playing games.
Both Neverwinter Nights 1
and 2.
And anything in between, after, and hereby, or mentioned. Yeah.
Well, it's our first episode of the month of March 2010. It's been a while since I've been on the show.
Yeah, me as well. Holy crap, it's March?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how you been?
Been good. I've been doing some theater work. How about you?
I've been dealing with kids and actually been dealing with Neverwinter Nights 1, my Treasure Islands thing. So I'm actually building again.
Yeah,
don't know why, if anyone's ever going to play it, but it makes me feel good.
I've been dealing with a lot of other people's kids doing the theater production. It was a lot of fun, and I believe I smashed my biological time clock. I'm definitely not going to have any more kids.
Slammed them in the door, did you?
Yeah, I'm not going to have any kids. I had a good time with all those people's kids, but I don't want to.
We have kids.
Yeah, well, I have a lady that wants to have a baby girl with me, and the answer is no.
A guy gave me the advice once, and I don't know if this is Neverwinter Nights advice, but you put them in the door jam and you slam the door.
Oh, ouch. Well, that might be a good idea. You know, what really messed up my head really, really bad was, and bless her soul, she looks like a cute baby in the ultrasound, but when Taibei sent me an ultrasound picture of his girl, and it looks like she's flipping off the middle finger. My biological time clock was, oh, God hates me.
I didn't get that impression from that ultrasound, but maybe someone is telling you something.
I mean, your biological time clock hasn't gone crazy before, huh?
No, mine's done.
Mine's done too now. It's done.
But Neverwinter Nights isn't done. Did you see how much stuff's been released the last month or so?
Tons of new babies for Neverwinter Nights. No. There was a lot of cute MILFs there, but they all had wedding rings. Well,
I don't think anyone knows what show you did.
Oh, I played.
I know. But
I played in The Hobbit.
What's that about?
You've never heard of The Hobbit before.
No, what is The Hobbit? Well, you know, the straight man's supposed to ask you those questions. Oh, really? What's that about?
Well, it's done and over with now. You're not going to be able to go to it anyways. It's the J.R.R. Tolkien's, you know, The Hobbit prequel to the Lord of the Rings
thing. I know, Buzz.
It was fun. I got to play the meanest and most violent fighting goblin. Well, he was also the most stupidest, too, but that was cool. I had a good time.
You said you fell on your back so that they could take the keys from you. Isn't that an elf king? Or somewhere in the...
Yeah.
So you played more than one part?
No. No. I played a goblin that, tortures the dwarves and torments them. And so, they're caged up. And
Bilbo takes the key from the goblin.
And you did they ever pad the stage for you to get?
No. No. No, I still have bruises.
So that's why you busted your biological clock. You just broke your back.
And a few other refinements. But it was a fun experience here. Yeah, hopefully I'll find out some more fun to do here locally. Not much that I've experienced here yet.
That's pretty cool, though, that theater thing. So that did theater make you want to do any Neverwinter Nights?
I always want to do some Neverwinter Nights. And hopefully, hopefully I'll be doing some voice acting for Purgatorio by Rogue Dial Studios here soon. And they just recently released an update showing people that they're still alive and working on stuff. It's not a final.
Yeah, version, but it's got like 15. The doesn't have the main quest track or the spine of it, but it's got like 15 subquests in there. Isn't that what I read?
Yeah, they're trying to show that, you know, their project is still alive and kicking well despite Obsidian picking off their teammates by employing them.
Well, it's like a 1 gig download, so it's got some stuff in there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of original content, so, yeah. It will be wicked.
Yeah. So, is spring there yet in Iowa?
The snow is melting. How about the snow over there?
yeah. Well, we've had enough rain, but I was just thinking if spring was there, it might be a good time to look up the swimming thing that I saw on YouTube. Did you see that?
It's yes.
New. That looks pretty wicked, doesn't it?
Hellfire, you rock. That's who did it, wasn't it?
And it looks, he's got a, we'll put a link up to the YouTube, he's demo of his swimming animations, and I guess he's got some combat stuff slated to show up pretty soon. Combat in the water. It's pretty cool.
Mm. That's what Neverwinter Nights 1 needed. Is a little bit more detail. I mean, it looks good with Neverwinter Nights 1, but the Neverwinter Nights 2 swimming is just superior.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great. It's awesome. It looks like there's a guy swimming.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of making Neverwinter Nights looking better, what about heard anything about Project Q?
Yes, they gave us a exclusive image here of a beholder. And look at that. Doesn't that look like a mug that only a mother would love?
Let me get that up. Yeah. That's not what I would call cute. Which means it's a very good beholder.
Yeah, you want to catch those boogers and rip their eyes out, and you could use them for magical spells.
Yeah, the old floating eyeball.
Yeah.
Well, have you gotten a chance to... You've got Neverwinter Nights 2 on your computer right now, right?
Of course, yes.
Well, have you played Misery Stone yet?
I've gotten to the... All right. Yes, I did. I played a little bit of it.
Well, you can start that over if you want to.
No, that's all right. I've gotten to a certain point, and I just got tied up in some other stuff. I still want to get around to playing Neverwinter Nights 2's... Trinity by Gaming Parent Studios, but with Misery Stone, I've only gotten to like past the inn, you know, where you get to start. I don't want to do the spoilers, but
spoil it.
We
both just talked over each other. Yeah, we don't need any spoilers, but yeah, it's tough. We'd kind of J. Clef really pulled it all together. It went through so many different visions, and of course it got to a point where he had to take it by the horns and get it out to the community. So it's pretty cool. I'm sure there's things he couldn't put in that he wanted in there, to make sure it went through, but I don't know if anybody'd even know what isn't there. 'Cause it's pretty cool. I mean, the areas are just awesome. Yeah. Just awesome.
Yeah, the area designs are really nice. And the story seems really great so far. Just at that music, just at a certain point, the music is kind of... I mean, the the first bit of music is.
Oh, that's right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. There's a point that might change your mood a little bit, I suppose.
Yeah. It changes the mood greatly, yeah. Big time.
Well, and I haven't finished through it either, and it's frustrating that the things like this aren't paid, you know, because. Mm-hmm. Because just the vision for it was so huge, and some of the plans that were there and that didn't get to see the light of day were just incredible, and what hits, you know, what hit the market, so to speak, is still incredible.
Yeah.
It's and hats off to J. Clef for getting it out. You know,
last time I was on the show, I was chatting with the fellow that created Murder in Dunlop, and there was
a Murder in Dunlop.
Yeah,
holy crap! Really?
I didn't do it, but what? I ended up making a comment that most module authors I've asked over the show if they've ever played anybody else's work, and you know who else's work do they really like. And I mentioned that, you know, most of these guys tell me that, you know, they don't play anybody else's stuff at all.
No, we build.
they just build all the time.
I build and don't release. I mean, that's even worse.
Now,
I still don't play.
You know, and then when I end up saying that I'll end up playing Murder in Dunlop, and I remember the tone in his voice, and Trey's were like, yeah, okay, yeah, right, you know. Kind of slight, like, okay, thanks, you know. But I played it, and it was a good adventure. It was a great adventure. I just wish that there was just one name change on one character. But other than that, it was a good adventure, and I look forward to playing the next part when he ends up.
Well, you can go into. The tool set and change the name yourself and then enjoy it.
It was, you know, everybody has like their own little peeves and all that. And the thing that really sucks about, you know, doing like the podcast when you end up having to give opinions on other people's stuff, I don't dare do it on the vault, you know, because,
well, you know,
the score system, well, and.
Yeah, and the score system's so whacked. It has to be like 10-9 or.
Yeah.
Well, 8.5.
And a lot of people told me that anything under like a 7 is you're just trolling.
Yeah. So. Sort of. I don't know. It'd be nice if we could, if it worked the way it's supposed to. I think 10's too many numbers.
Yeah.
Because it just makes people, you know, people are good with like 4 numbers. You know, 4, 3, 2, or 1, it sucked, I guess.
Yeah. You know, well, one of the biggest conflicts, though, is that, you know, how. Because I'm not a reviewer. I ain't got no milk or cookies to give you.
Well, actually, there's Stephen King had talked about this, actually. And it good for a builder to keep this in mind is you give it to 10 people, right, whatever you've written or done. And everybody, of course, if you give them something, like you're saying, if you're talking about it on a podcast, you feel like you have this duty to actually – critique it, which means come up with something for that person to tweak, fix, whatever. And as a, you know, artist or writer or whatever, you're supposed to say thank you and realize that if two people come up with the same thing, still probably doesn't mean anything. If 4 people all hit on it, the same thing, you might want to look at it. You know, mm-hmm. If 8 of them do, okay, it probably means something. But if every other person, it's really like, you know, opinions are like, well, what do we say that? Opinions are like noses. Okay, we all have one and they all smell. There you go. That was a nicer way to put it.
Yeah, you're a nice man.
No, they're like, opinions are like, yeah, I can't even stop.
Oh.
They're like assholes.
Well, you said a naughty word.
Yeah, you're going to edit that out.
Yes.
And they all stink.
No, but, you know, it's that's one of the things I do miss from Liso, being around here, you know.
Yeah, she played so many things so fast.
Yeah, she was an addict to that.
Yeah. And I mean, my time's so limited that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are out there that maybe this is why builders don't usually play, is it's like you get your time, it's like, oh, finally, I got like 2 hours I can actually just dedicate to, you know, Neverwinter Nights. And it's like, well, I'm going to build my thing because that, you know, that gives me my adrenaline rush picturing people playing it. But of course, I don't ever release it. So I've got stuff, you know, I finished updating Jack and the Beanstalk like 2 years ago with your voice on it and stuff.
Yeah.
And
never uploaded it.
No. Well, then I've switched it to CEP2 and now 2.3 I'm working, you know, so it's like, it still hasn't seen the light of day.
I'm starting to get out of the MP. Well, I could blame Skunk Keen for that.
Oh, that's right. I'm talking to Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's trippy. Wait a minute. Okay. Hi, Mark.
Hey there. Yeah, well,
God, you sound like Skunk.
Yeah, we'll probably get turned into gibberlings.
Gibberlings. By Artichoke. Yeah, we've got a link. We should put a link to that.
Yes, those are very wicked. Good job, Artichoke. Now, I think they're great. They look so much better than the NWN version, and I know that's bad to always compare something to somebody else's review-wise, but one of the things with Neverwinter Nights 1 I was always annoyed with was that people were always using the were-rats for gibberlings.
Right.
And that's what it was. Now, there was CCP, which I haven't inspected all the latest creatures in CEP right now, but CCP...
Wait. But didn't... yeah, okay, I'm confusing your Cs. But didn't the CEP 2.3 have CEP... or CCP in it?
Yes, but I do not know if they have all the creatures. As a matter of fact, I was told that they don't, so I haven't checked on what they have and what they don't have yet. But there was a gibberling mouther, I believe, and it's just a gibberling with this big, long, you know, open mouth. And there's that was a howler. And then there's
mouther.
Then what's the gibberling?
The mouther.
The gibberling that looks like a pile of ooze, but with a bunch of, you know, mouths and eyeballs on it.
Yeah. Called a gibberling. But...
Now, I'm trying to remember the name of that. But
well, hang on. I've got it right here in my monster manual. It's a first edition.
Well, these are pretty much abominations that wizards create when they end up getting some critters, you know, some, like, I don't know, dwarves together, and they, you know, do an enchantment on these creatures and turn them into gibberlings.
Well, this is what I think I talked to you once about, speaking on the word origination or whatever.
Oh, yeah, folklore.
Yeah, well, instead, but for me, D&D folklore is more things like a gibberling type thing coming from, you know, original, some player at the table that wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
Or, well, Stinking Cloud, the obviously one of too much beans at the during lunch before your game.
Yeah.
You know, and because back in the day when it was no rules and some lead things on the table, and you're like, well, I want to do this. I miss that, though. The no rules. Well, barely any rules type thing.
Like Munchkin no rules?
No. Like, D&D didn't have, I mean, it was a framework. And if you talk to the DM, say, I want a new spell. And you made it up. You know, because they only had like 25 spells in the game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like some guy cuts one at the table and there you go, Stinking Cloud. That's got like a 30-foot radius. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa. I should probably stop here.
You know, even though I got that skunking handle, I'm really not a gassy man. So really, I get offended and very angry if anybody farts at my gaming table.
Well, I'm lactose intolerant, so I guess you're not inviting me.
Yeah. I mean, my brother ruined it. He could fart the national anthem on command.
Is this what you're talking about, that when you have a show with Dave, it gets off track?
No, we're talking about DMing and gaming at the table. And so we're just talking about farts. It's just when we start talking about wallpaper and baking tips and such, you know, it's like, you know.
Well, I knew someone that would bake something for the D&D game.
Yeah, but I want to listen to the NWN podcast, not the Martha Stewart, hour or something.
I'm sorry. To all of our faithful listeners, back probably like 80 episodes ago, I said something that I probably shouldn't have. And I'm forever living it, never live it down.
Yeah, I still give them crap for it. No, I don't. But,
I'm still looking for my monster manual. Hang on.
Is there anything else that you feel guilty or ashamed about for doing over the show?
Not until you tell me.
I'm trying to think what other...
I don't know.
...horrible things can I critique you for?
As long as 10 people don't say it. Let's see. Let me look up. I got my monster manual number 1 here. That's a mouther, isn't it? The thing you're talking about?
But I said it's like a pile of goo with eyeballs and mouths all over it. And it's within the Ghibelline family of wizards transforming these people into hideous creatures to run amok on the land.
Yeah, that might be in the Monster Manual 2. Ghast Ghoul. I guess it'd be after Giant.
The one thing I regret is that when an episode before Trey asked me... what's some of the most evilest characters have I gamed in my events? And or
and you saw, in the light?
Yeah, I told him the light.
Yeah, that's kind of... Well, he asked. You didn't tell him to ask, did you? Is that one of those you set him up and say, hey, tell me,
I was just...
Ask me this.
I was just at a loss. I just, I just threw it out there. I just.
You're not ever at a loss. Okay, here you go. Gibbering Mouther. 4d8 plus 4. 22 hit points. A gibbering mouther is a horrible creature seemingly drawn from a lunatic's nightmares. Although not evil, it thirsts after bodily fluids and seems to prefer the blood of intelligent creatures.
Hey, are you reading that from a book?
Yeah.
Are we going to go to...
It's called the Monster Manual.
Yeah, but we can't read too much from that.
Okay. Sorry. But yeah, they can. Nowadays, it's like it's a defunct book.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like from like the 70s.
And actually, you're allowed to do it as a promotion or as a sampling of it, which actually would increase their sales of the core rulebook 3 of the 3.5 rule set.
I don't know, man. They're weird.
And they're going belly up, so they're not going to bug us about it.
I'll go for any cent they could get.
Okay, here, I'll skip every fifth word. Besides, you could probably go on. I got a guidebook for mountain biking in Moab, Utah, right? There's like one trail that's the most important trail of the whole region. You can go on Amazon and check my the sample of it, and that's the trail you get, is the one that you'd buy the book for anyway. So
yeah.
Yeah, so why buy my book? You just get the sample on there. It's lame.
I say, if they give us any guff, we just turn them into gibberling mouthers, the bastards.
Sure. Well, it's difficult to describe the mouther, though. While its body has the form and fluid motion of an amoeba, its surface has the color, but not the consistency of human flesh.
I have a whole bunch of gibberling tiles for those.
Okay, I can describe the picture too. It has lots of eyeballs and mouths on it. And other toothed. Is it teethed or toothed? Jeez. Is it a teethed orifice or a toothed orifice?
Both. You know, those gibberlings for Neverwinter Nights too, they could probably be used as a second edition kobolds.
Yep, or a gnoll maybe.
Nah, not gnolls, kobolds, because like the third edition kobolds were like the scaly lizards, but the second edition kobolds were like little dogs.
Yeah, but a gnoll's like a big dog.
Yeah, a little bit too tall. That's like comparing a Wookiee to an Ewok. These are like, the kobolds are like the Ewoks.
They could be related, Wookiee and Ewok. I got no problem comparing that.
No.
But now we're talking modern D20 stuff.
No, not modern D20 stuff, just second
edition.
No,
I mean in Neverwinter Nights too. They've got Star Wars stuff in there.
Yeah, but you're
but going, I don't think they have Wookiees.
Yeah, but you're going way off. Kobolds on second edition were like Ewoks on crack. This is your Ewok. Now this is your Ewok on drugs.
That's him in a frying pan. Okay, K comes after H, right? In the modern day alphabet. Kobold. Third edition, 3.5. There he is. He's a short little tiny lizard. They call him short reptilian humanoids. Yeah, see, that's wrong. First edition, they're like dogs.
Hey, dogs. Have you gotten Dragon Age yet?
No, I wait to buy things when they're like $20.
Yeah, same here.
So I haven't played it. But I hear it's addicting. Actually, Dave went out and other Dave, podcast fame, now has a Dragon Age podcast that it's coming under the These Old Geeks, isn't it?
Yep. Our team's gone to the Dragon Age podcast also.
We've spun off.
Yep. And they have an interview with Ravern 14, and she's above 14. She's like 28, so and they have her on the show talking about her evil plots.
Let's see, what was it? Sorry. I was gonna say that's Wyvern, right?
Isn't that Ravern? Kinda like the dragon, like a worm, Ravern.
Yeah, I thought it was pronounced Wyvern, but hang on,
maybe someone will correct us.
Well, no, I'm going to just Google it, and you'll edit us being stupid out.
No,
right?
This is, let them show that we're human and not...
No,
like,
I'm not human.
And that, like,
I'm eat to surf.
We're not a part of the Neverwinter Night's Eye.
Yeah, Wyvern. Or Wyvern. We always called it with the spell. We called it Wyvern Watch. Do they still have that spell? Wyvern Watch.
I do not recall that spell.
Probably not, because that's like something that would just be a tabletop type spell. You set it up as an area effect so you could go to sleep, and if someone came in it's like a trap. It would go off and do major dice on you.
I have a fear someone's going to get me 4th edition for my birthday.
Well, that'd be all right.
I don't want it.
Well, send it to me and I'll give you, a 1st edition DMG.
I'll trade you it for your Witcher. How's that?
Okay. I was going to finish Witcher, huh?
Have you finished it yet?
No. And my wife's gone this week, but like I thought that'd mean I could do something after the kids went to bed. But funny thing, there's actually seems to be more dishes. It's like I think she actually did something while she was here. Maybe I'll tell her that when she comes home.
For my birthday, I want to say this over the show in case anybody could help me with this, is that for my 33rd birthday, I want to party with extraterrestrial life forms. So if any of you aliens out there are listening, I want to hang out and throw down.
Well, we had problems with the extraterrestrials in the last... Neverwinter Connections convention.
Are you talking about a D20 event?
Yeah.
I'm talking reality. I want to do it for real.
I know. Reality. Neverwinter Nights.
No, not the pink elephants and such. I want to party with aliens. Not illegal aliens from Mexico.
Are you telling me Neverwinter Nights isn't reality? Oh, no. I've crossed the line.
Yeah, you did. You just like.
I sailed right over.
You know, Santa Claus is removing you from his list right now.
Uh-oh. Why is that naughty? That'd be an illness. He's going to pull me off his list for being ill? You be illin'. I can't find. I got my booklets. I'm looking for my what kobolds were in the booklet edition, the three booklet edition. You've seen that, right? The paperback thing?
I do not remember.
It was released in 76.
I was not alive then.
Oh, sorry. And
I did not inhale.
I can't go far enough away from the mic to. You gotta put on Stairway to Heaven or something if I'm gonna find it. So. Sorry, that's a DJ joke.
And there's a winding down the road.
Have mercy.
Yeah, the Dread Zeppelin version is better.
I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Uh-huh.
They actually came to. I see them in like Denver with Warlock Pincher.
Warlock Pincher.
Yeah, it's a band I'm sure you've never heard.
No,
it's a local thing.
Well, you got a lot of wild stuff there in California.
Oh, this was actually in Denver or Aurora or where the heck I was.
Yeah, really not a whole lot wild stuff going on here. I think if you, certain parts, you might catch some cows humping. And that'll probably be the extent of, you know, the secretive, you know, underground here.
And, in Iowa.
Yeah. And that's...
So, talking about recipes is out of it, but talking about cows humping is still kind of game related. Is that what we're getting at?
Yeah, because cow tipping is an art in the game. I've yet to do it. But I'm pretty sure there's some.
Well, speaking of cow tippings, did you see the churches in Fey Run modules that have a new look now?
What does that have to do with cow tipping?
Well, it's in Neverwinter Nights.
What are you going to tip that into the jar? You know, that's your donation.
There you go. I'm pulling us back on track. See? Think if you're outside of Fey Run Church. And you've got a big cow. Well, here's a tip. Go on over and grab the new hack pack.
Tip a cow to soon.
You found that link, didn't you?
Yeah. By Borden Ha Elvins, Faerun Deities and Stained Glass.
See, Borden is a type of cow. There you go.
Moo.
Here's the link. Sorry, go ahead.
That's right, and you bring your cow on down to this link that we're going to put in our show notes, and you can check out Borden High Elvin's Faerun Deities and Stained Glasses.
That's right, you come on down here, you bring your cows, bring your dairy cows, bring your milk cows, we don't care what kind of cow, you just bring it down here, we'll just trade you in for stained glass. Hello?
That's good. I think somewhere here we should break out into a song together about the stained glasses. That would rock.
He's going to tell. He's going to tell.
Do they have cows in Neverwinter Nights too? I do not remember. I know there definitely is quite a variety in Neverwinter Nights 1.
Well, there didn't used to be, but now there is. CEP has put in many cows. There used to just be the one cow. I know about cows because... With Jack and the Beanstalk, there was only one cow.
Yes.
Luckily, it was a dairy cow and worked just perfectly for me.
Did you name her?
Well, I didn't. The people that wrote the original Jack and the Beanstalk in like 1200 BC or something.
You didn't name the cow in your module?
Yeah, it's named Milky White.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think that's what it's named, isn't it? I don't know. It's been a long time. Yeah, I should look it up.
I remember the ogres or the giant's wife talking the mom talking about Milky White.
Stop giving milk. But now that you say it, I'm not sure it's the right cow. That's the right name.
All right, before we get on wallpaper and home cooking tips and sex and violence, favorite spell to use to annoy the hell out of your enemies over Neverwinter Nights, what would you say yours be?
Huh?
Huh?
My favorite spell you to can't... annoy.
Or just obliterate.
I'm a thief.
All right. The best spell to use is not earthquake and...
Call lightning.
Not call lightning.
I love call lightning.
Combust.
Combust. Yes. But I love call lightning.
Come on! Let them run around while they're in fire.
I'll do that. But I like call lightning. I'm always playing like a druid. What's your favorite bard spell?
Bard song.
Mm.
You know what my second one is?
Sure.
Curse song. I don't know what my third one is. AC song. I don't know what my fourth one is.
Sure. You're killing me.
Regeneration song.
You know what my favorite is? Redemption song.
Oh, yeah. You think?
Oh, wait, that's a real song. Never mind.
Yeah, that's not in Neverwinter Nights.
No, that's just a song.
Are you trying to imply something to me, my friend? Huh? Huh? Are you? What are you trying to imply to me? Spill it. I hear you breathe over there. What are you doing to yourself when we're trying to record a show?
I'm not doing anything. I'm hoping you say edit this out so we can start it. Okay, you ready to start the show?
I'm not going to say that. What are you doing to yourself over there?
Well, I'm dressed in silk pajamas.
That sounds kind of hot.
Jesus Christ. Okay, and we're back.
And we're back.
And I have an 8-ball on my desk. And it says...
And you're on crack.
No, not that. Not that.
I'm back and he's on crack.
Nope, it says, it is certain. Well, that was one of my favorite things to use as a DM. You know, a magic 8-ball?
Mm.
So in tabletop, when people are using, you know, divination and type of things to learn information... Instead of rolling, you know, the complex, well, does he really get to know something? I would just flip over the 8-ball. And if it said, you know, it is certain, you come up with some religious way to say it is certain. You know?
Not religious way, a mystical way.
Oh, sorry. You're right. You're right. Mystic, because it's mysticism. You're right.
Yes.
Sorry. And really, there's no religion in the game. I'm sorry. Edit that out. No demons.
Unless you end up doing this, ladies and gentlemen, you know.
Edit that out.
Well, I better, yeah, I need to tone it down. In case some people locally here are listening to the show and know that, like, I'm one of their neighbors now, and they hear this maniacal madman spouting about... wicked thing.
You mean on the net or over the window?
Oh, it's on the net.
Okay. Because back when we used to do our singing to try to get on the girls' podcast thing,
it was
kind of warm, and I had my windows open, and it's probably like 2 in the morning, and I'm singing in bizarre voice things like Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah, y'all tried really hard to get
so
on
my
that.
So my neighbors, like, think I'm an absolute... crazed man.
Yeah, those girls.
This might be true, but.
They quickly invited me on their show. They wanted some skunk of love in there.
Yeah, isn't that what crashed the computer? Okay.
Broke their hearts, though, but that's fine.
You broke their hearts?
Yeah. They'll live without me, that's fine.
Yeah, they'll survive. They don't want to be around when the extraterrestrials come to party with you on your 33rd birthday.
That's what I want. Anybody, if you have any contacts to any alien life forms out there, you know, that's... If they want to give me a colonic, that's, you know, I don't have Medicare or Title 19 or anything like that anyway, so it might help me lose 15 pounds. So I'll be all for it.
Hey, you know what we should mention? Me up. That we should start saying goodbyes and thank yous to
Bob
Game
Dobbs.
Worlds that have dropped off, and maybe hellos to ones that are popping on. You say it's popped off, actually, something I shouldn't say on the air.
Why?
You said popped off. Yeah. Wow, he said popped off. No, because I saw that the Diablo Tales from the Lords of Hell and Return to Middle Earth 2, Sixth Age, are no longer active. That last one by Rome 2 Crew. Or Romy, I don't know. Which is sad.
Yeah. Well, it'll happen. I don't want to think about the ones that are dying off. I want to think about the ones that are striving and...
Well, you know, the ones that are striving have new players ready. Because of the ones that are dying off. Like, they could go to Northern Kurumir?
Nah.
No?
No.
Where do you want them to go?
That Kurumir server? I'll flat out say it sucks.
Nice.
You know, that all includes.
Okay, so maybe they shouldn't go there.
Yeah.
How about the new Sea of Dragons? That just came up.
I'll make a suggestion. Mythdranor. That's a good one. But the Cormier one.
Northern Cormier might want to look back and rewind a bit in the episode where we mentioned that everyone has an opinion, and if only one person out of 10 says it, don't listen to him. What bugs me right now is the vault. No matter where you go in the vault, all you get is Dragon Age ad.
Yeah. But at least it's a nice change from the World of Warcraft ads.
That's true. I suppose.
Yeah.
EverQuest 2 now is popping up.
Yeah. I think we need a revolution.
You want a revolution.
Right. We don't need to break out into a song about it. But, I mean, there's... Really, I mean, there's something with Neverwinter Nights that I know, that you know, that our listeners know and get it. But these MMO players, they do not get it.
Nope. It's called interaction.
Well, you get that on an MMO, but it's
not really. No, that's called cog in a machine.
Yeah.
What do we have for new hack packs? Did we mention this? RWS Dungeons. Is that any good? Bury the Hatchet. That's nice. There was a new sword, too. We mentioned Purgatorio. I'm just going through some of Citadel stuff. So they just updated Dungeons again, huh? Robinson Workshop Dungeons just got re-updated.
I don't know, but
it did
rocks.
On the 1st of this month.
Oh.
So what did they do? Updated to it. It's now compatible with Storm of Zaheer. Fix some internal errors, note the builders. Blah, blah. It is not necessary to have them in your override to play with the mod. You might want to mention that. That's always been pretty cool. Well, did you see that Robinson Workshop still... actively updating things, just updated their dungeon tile set.
They rock.
Yeah. I guess it's not a tile set. Well, I guess it's a tile set in Neverwinter Nights 2. It's so weird. Hack pack. Whatever. Never quite figured that out in Neverwinter Nights 2, what to call it. We had that problem with the categories for the awards. It's like custom content. Does it count as custom content? What does it count as anymore?
Saw an ad on the front page of the vault. That rotates. And it was for the World of Caridor. And has our one of our guests that's been on the show before, Jeff, a.k.a. Negalith, He admins that server, and they have a unique dungeon mastering tool that I've not seen anywhere else in all of my experiences at Persistent Worlds.
And what does it do?
It lets you name teleportation items. And what that does is, like, say you want a door that goes to someone, you know, point A to point B.
Hey, I want a door that goes from point A to point B.
Yeah. And you could just do that. And you could name it if you want to keep track of them.
Bob.
Mm-hmm. And then you
can... So I can just do that on the fly?
Yeah, you can name one door Bob, and you can name the other one Connie if you want to.
Okay, so I'd want my first door to have an A, so that would be Angela.
All right.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you can keep track of... So then that's permanently set up link on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
So I could actually start out my mod with no links between areas. So I could keep them under control a little bit.
No, this is stuff for, like, on the fly. Like,
right. But then on the fly, I could set up, you know, if they wanted to go one direction, I could make that be the next place they go. And then they're permanently linked there. They can connect those two areas as much as they want.
Yeah, but you could also do this with some other placeable objects also. But that's a cool DM tip for y'all to check out World of Caridor. And... they got a pretty nice custom setting there, too. Original. Cool. And they have the map area that they have for their game world. It is great. Beautiful. I believe Calidor and, the other server went down, too. But it's one of the best map areas I've seen in a game world that Calidor has.
Well, what's this here on... Another thing that got recently updated for Neverwinter Nights 2 by Barry the Hatchet, which I just wanted to say because that's a neat name.
Cool name, yeah.
Yeah, it's his weapon pack, version 1.31. Have you checked out any of that stuff?
No, sir, I have not.
It looks like a pretty good collection of just common weapons that aren't necessarily super freaked out weapons, just weapons you need.
Cool name like that. Got to check it out.
Yeah, Bury the Hatchet.
So now, one of the things I'm interested in seeing and playing with the tool set is the NWN Shader. You see that one?
Who are the NWN Shader? Oh, I guess that's not a person. That's a tool.
Yes. You haven't seen that tool yet?
That's right. But speaking of Giant Blue Underpants 1... which is fan fiction released by QSW. You ever read that?
Uh-uh.
Giant Blue Underpants, Part 1. Written in April 14th, 2006, but she updated it in September 12th, 2007.
Uh-huh.
Well, it is about a old hag forest witch.
Oh, mama, yeah.
I haven't read much of this old fan fiction stuff. We should highlight some of that.
Actually, those are really my cup of tea.
Old forest hags?
Yeah. What? Yeah, they're agile. They're strong and agile, you know. They got some lonesome needs and, you know, I'm like a good mature woman that knows what she's doing.
Hey, you know what we need? You're there.
$1 million.
Oh, we need you need to update the CUP to the
oh yeah version 2.0.
Yeah. No, 2.3.
Version, you know, 2 version
2.0.
Version 2 girls.
No, version 1 or 2.
You know, I'm drug free.
Yeah.
And barely been drinking. Last time I talked to you was last time I got buzzed and and I was, like, praising Dionysus for that. The next day, I was like, you know, like, all right, Dionysus, let's rock.
That was the last time?
Yep, last time I drank. And then, well, I had one beer, and it made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
So good. I'm not really drinking too much.
So when the probation officer gave you that anabuse, it really works.
I'm not a criminal. I don't have a probation officer. Yeah, you know, I'm contemplating crimes. What kind of...
Well, doesn't that mean you've actually done the sin without doing the crime, if you just think about it?
I probably wouldn't be. I wouldn't have the heart to do cow tipping anyways. I'd look in the cow's eyes and I'd start telling it all my problems and such. Be petting it. Like, yeah, oh, boy.
No, you need, that means you need sheep.
Nah. Oh, man, you're bad.
Bad.
Nah.
Are you my daddy?
Nah, that's wrong. That's wrong.
I didn't say it was. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to know what's right.
That's wrong. I'll be in a later Dungeons Dragon Age expansion. Matter of fact, I think that's
bestiality
already. I think that's the, already in there. I saw that in a video clip that, there was sheep in there that you could sleep with. There was like two of them, and then you click on it, it just goes black screen, and the sheep's laying down like it's exhausted.
You're making it up.
No, I'm not making it up.
Okay, I'm YouTube and Dragon Age Sheep.
It's on YouTube on there. I'm not making it up.
You're making it up.
No,
link me. We'll put a link to that on our show.
It's not something I save. It's not my cup of tea. I'm sorry.
That's something we'll put on our show notes. Dragon Age Sheep didn't pull it up.
Yeah. It did. It's like in a brothel of some sort.
Okay.
You think I'm making it up? That's all right.
No, I'll type just Dragon Age Beast and see if it has that.
You better hope your wife doesn't have a PI investigating your computer.
Oh. Or what? Oh, boy. Let's see. Spoilers. Nature of the Beast side quest.
She comes home and you're like, you didn't do the damn dishes because you were on the computer looking up Dragon Age Beast sex.
Edit that out.
No, that's staying in.
You're the one that came up with it.
All right, folks, until next time,
get in game
and level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2010.